Nestled between the light rail path and Tempe Beach Park is a place called Old Town Square. The corner lot is adorned with manicured lawns, a white gazebo, and five homes. Did you know these structures are historic houses that were relocated here as part of a preservation effort?
In the late 80s, the city of Tempe was involved in a pretty aggressive campaign to redevelop the downtown district.
Stu Seifer is an architect who specializes in historic preservation and helped create this quaint historical neighborhood.
And as a result, they were demolishing quite a few of the historic buildings, commercial and residential.
Seifer says the city's downtown redevelopment project required demolishing 19th and early 20th century homes still standing in and around Mill Avenue. The city also wanted to convert this piece of land into a business district. Seifer and a few other preservationists suggested that some of the old homes be preserved and placed here as office buildings.
The concept was essentially to create a little neighborhood that would give a sense of what Old Tempe was like.
Five homes were chosen. Three of them are single-floor residences that sat near Mill Avenue. The other two, the Frankenberg and the Cole houses, are multi-story homes that stood on the ASU campus on Myrtle Street. They were all built between 1896 and 1914.
One of the first thoughts we had was we would move these houses, like using house moving technology. And we thought that would be pretty easy. You would just plop the houses onto a big truck bed and move them through town. And that proved to be unfeasible.
So instead, Seifer says the team decided to do the next best thing, disassemble them. Each home was taken apart brick by brick, column section by column section, and brought here. Each home was put back together the same way.
The columns that you're looking at right here, when they were taken apart, were just stacked one on the other. It was just gravity that was holding them together. So when we rebuilt them, we had to put reinforcing bars in them.
The multi-level coal residence was lost for nearly 20 years until Seifer discovered it in a junkyard. He says during the disassembly of the other two-story historic house, the junkyard owner came by and mentioned that he had taken it down himself, piece by piece, and had saved all its parts. By the way, Seifer says a few of these homes were kit homes, homes you could buy from a Sears Roebuck and Company catalog in the early 1900s. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.